Temp, T-E-M-P. Four letters which are part of words that have something in common. There's the temp worker, that's someone who shows up suddenly, really doesn't develop a solid connection. Temperature, going very hot, very cold, change very quickly. Next time, a big thunderstorm. On a hot day is approaching, has a cold front behind it. Keep an eye on a digital thermometer, and you'll see that temperature drop 10 even more degrees in just a few minutes. Then there's temptation. That's what Satan places before you in hopes of entrapping you into his darkness. All three of these words have something in common. They don't last, yet Satan still lands his prey. How? With tricks and with lies. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14 alerts us to this, and no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. And Satan's work has a greater purpose than just to snag an individual. It's to build an army for the Antichrist. When we turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, we learn, the coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan with all power, signs, and lying wonders. Now, I'm certainly not saying that resisting the devil and his temptations will always be easy, since the odds are heavy against those with God. The Apostle John writes in 1 John chapter 9, verse 19, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. Yet Jesus teaches us that when we serve God, we receive the long-lasting we should all seek and work for. As he tells of showing care for the least of us, which in turn shows love for him, Jesus concludes in Matthew chapter 25, verse 46, and these will go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. In John chapter 4, verse 14, Jesus explains the endless blessing, saying, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. And there's no expiration date. This is what Paul tells us in Titus chapter 1, verse 2, in hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. Just as Satan seeks an army for the Antichrist, you as a child of God can and need to serve in his army. Your call to duty comes from Luke in Acts chapter 26, verse 18, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me, meaning God.